Hey Jeff.
Great scores this year.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. We're good. All right. Welcome everyone. We'll call to order this commission meeting on September 24th, 2025.
Is it the community reinvestment?
Oh, do we have to?
Oh. Okay.
So I noticed the 2:30 time, so we'll get to that. Okay, commission meeting, 2:00 on September 24th. We'll start with a prayer reading or thought by Marty Cifuentes and the pledge by Carrie Bennett.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we are so very grateful for the opportunity to meet here. We're grateful for our wonderful community that does so much, that we have the partnerships and support. Please bless and watch over us all, that we can have unity and have progress, and bless the commission that they can be able to evaluate each item and make the decisions that benefit us all together. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Marty.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Let's build our consent agenda. Are there any of the 14 consent agenda items that either commissioner would like to hold at this time?
I have none.
I'm good.
None.
None for you. Okay, on the regular agenda, there's only 7 items. I know we will table item 7 until after closed session.
And I had 3.
And item 3.
Mm-hmm.
Hold 3. And then 7 until after closed. Any others?
Is Richard? Yeah.
Yeah, Richard's here.
Let me just hold 1.
1? Okay. That's great. And then as far as closed, just 8 or any others that you're aware of?
Just 8 for me.
Okay. All right, so we'll hold 8, strike 9, strike 10, and strike 11.
Okay, we will, on the regular agenda, hold number 1, number 3, and table number 7. As far as closed, we will hold number 8 and strike 9, 10, and 11.
Thank you, Jolynn. All right, Richard, on item 1.
Richard, it's just quite the expense increase, so just kind of overview.
Okay, so on this is the change order on the record storage building. There's 2 lines on there. Line number 1 is for the Space Saver shelving. That's all of the rolling shelves that go in there. It's the high-density shelving for all of the boxes and everything like that. It also deals with the high-density storage for the maps. There's 4 different rooms, I think, that have these different shelving components in it. As we did the design, we had worked with the records team, had a plan put together. That's what the architects put in the original plan. They had gone to Space Saver and said, okay, we need a quote, an estimate of what this is going to cost. In the bid, that was put in there with I believe it was $670,000 allowance for the shelving. That was a little over a year ago when all that happened. Of course, there's been some cost increases since then with inflation, things like that. We've also had a couple of changes as far as the layout of those shelves. One of the things, I believe it was in, which room was it in, Glenn? We had to add the extra height.
The books and the boxes.
The book room. We had to add extra height to the shelves to accommodate some of the things that were there. And I think that equated to, what was the total on those 2 changes?
So on the total of the 2 changes.
Go on. Come on here. You got to be on record too. Sorry. He knows more about it than I do on this one.
So on the total of the two changes is about $82,000. What was not included was tax. Because the county is not purchasing this and directly installing it, it's going through the contractor, there should be tax associated to the project. So tax is almost like $55,000 is what it is, so on the materials.
Okay.
And then item number two, the contingency. We did the original bid. We failed to include a contingency item in there for the small items. That's what the 5% contingency is. That's just so we don't have to bring back all the little items to you.
Yeah, so we don't anticipate to spend nearly all that.
No.
Okay. No, it just allows us to keep the project moving so we don't have to stop it. Currently, right now, policy, if I don't have that, I can't. Let's say they come and say, I got to add an outlet. I can't add that.
Yeah.
So that's what this does for
great.
Me.
Great, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure we didn't plan to spend all $5 million. Okay. Motion to approve item number one.
I'll second.
Motion and a second on item one. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Or that passed, excuse me. Item three, staffing.
So on this one, I just wanted to point out why we're adding staffing mid-year. And I had a statement on that. As we look to increase staff for, actually we'll have two items on this agenda that we'll vote on as we increase staff for high profile events. I wanted to make a statement that on Sunday, Erica Kirk made a powerful statement about true forgiveness, and I was deeply moved by her words. As a Christian, I know we are commanded to forgive, but not as a suggestion, but as a cornerstone of our faith. Scripture reminds us that vengeance is the Lord's, and ultimately justice and mercy and grace belong to Christ alone. At the same time, as an elected official who has sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution of this great nation, I have a solemn duty as a steward of government to uphold the rule of law. Government is charged with maintaining justice and order, and in this chamber, our duty is responsibility to ensure that our laws are carried out fairly, and that includes ensuring both a well-equipped prosecution and a competent defense. Balancing these truths is not easy. It requires me to separate what is mine to do as a believer in Christ from what is mine to do as a steward of government. My personal duty before God is forgiveness. My public duty as a commissioner is to uphold the laws of justice, and in this way I strive to honor both my faith and my oath of office. While this case draws headlines, we cannot allow this tragedy to cast aside others waiting for resolution. Every victim of crime in Utah County, whether their story makes the news or not, deserves dignity, attention, and timely justice. For victims, justice can never come fast enough, and I hope that we can continue our recent trend in finding more resources for our prosecutors and for our defenders for all victims of crime. However, today, our specific goal is to maintain our current level of service, and I believe that adding these positions will do that. It will maintain our current level of service while giving attention to a high-profile event as well as the justice deserved to victims of all crimes in our county.
Yeah. When Jeff called to add these, you know, I'm not known to do mid-year changes, and I'm also very frugal in my decision-making. And it, you know, it's so unfortunate all the way around. This is money, but, you know, a life was lost. A family is broken. Our community's really just very upset. And, you know, we're tasked with, just as Commissioner Gardner said, upholding the rule of law, both sides. You know, we're going to approve over $1 million today in expense for an event that we didn't want. none of us wanted, and it happened to be here, and our taxpayers will now foot the bill. So it's very unfortunate, but we don't have a choice. We have to do it. And we're in the unique position to where we fund defense and we fund prosecution. So we will ensure this is a fair for both sides. And, it is what it is.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve item number three.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone from the public that would like to address the commission before we go into closed session? Okay, seeing none, we'll go into closed session. Thank you, everyone.
Because his wife is off. They wanted her on camera.
Okay, we are back. Okay, we're back in regular session. I'd entertain a motion to take item 7 off the table.
I'll make a motion to remove item 7 from the table.
Okay. Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, motion to approve item 7, authorizing an agreement for Indigent Defense Services with Catherine Nestor.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that passes. And I'd entertain one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.